This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is A Young Man Named Saul. It was written by John Kodiker. The scripture for today is Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 8, verse 1. Now, when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul approved of his execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. They were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. We usually refer to him as Paul, but that was not his name originally. His given Hebrew name was Saul. He was Saul of Tarsus, a well-educated Judaic Pharisee. He was steeped in the teaching of the Old Testament law and had as his aim to make sure others also followed every jot and tittle of it. We are introduced to this man here in today's passage that describes the stoning of Stephen. One of the original deacons of the early church in Jerusalem, Stephen quickly emerged as a leader who was unafraid to speak out publicly about his faith in Jesus. His direct approach raised the ire of the tradition-bound Jewish leaders and set him on a path that would lead to his execution as a martyr. There we see Saul not actually throwing any stones, but consenting to Stephen's death. He let it happen. He didn't try to stop the proceedings by waving his hand and calling for a fair trial, but his presence there betrayed his approval. Perhaps you have had a similar experience. You didn't actually participate in a wrongful act, but you didn't try to stop it either. Obviously, Saul agreed with what was done to Stephen. He had not yet met Jesus. But when we truly meet Jesus, we find the courage to stand up for what we believe. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including requesting a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.